Therapeutic assessment with couples. Therapeutic assessment can be helpful to many types of couples, including 1. Those who are considering marriage and wish to know each other more deeply. 2. Long-term couples who are in distress and considering separating. And 3. Couples who have decided to separate, but wish to better understand why they were unable to stay together. This article comprises the first complete case study of therapeutic assessment, TA, with couples. I describe how those steps go on to all forms of TA, initial sessions, extended inquiries, assessment intervention sessions, and summary stroke discussion sessions differ when applied to couples. I also discuss the use of a consensus Rorschach as an assessment intervention with long-term distressed couples engaged in problematic projective identification. The case example involves a young heterosexual couple, married for 12 years, who were at an impasse in couples therapy. The assessment helps the partners explore a mutual conflict around the expression of anger and dependency needs, and to resolve a power imbalance within the couple. Long-term follow-up showed that the therapeutic assessment helped the couple have more compassion for each other and move beyond the destructive role lock they had fallen into. Also, the referring therapist reported that the TA helped resolve the impasse in the couple's therapy. Over the past 22 years, my colleagues and I have practiced therapeutic assessment with hundreds of couples, and almost all of them have been helped by an expressed appreciation for our work. However, with a few exceptions, I have written very little about this application of TA. I think this is mainly because it is difficult to convey the complexity and power of these couples' assessments without overwhelming a reader. My goal in this paper is to present a concise case example that illustrates the main features of couples' therapeutic assessment and gives a feel for the intricate nature and power of the work. First, here are some general comments about applying collaborative psychological assessment to exploring intimate relationships. 1. Types of couples assessments. 1.1. Long-term couples in distress. The most frequent type of couple we see in TA have been together for many years and either 1. have never achieved the intimacy and satisfaction in their relationship that they desired, or 2. previously were closer in their relationship, but then confronted a crisis that the partners were unable to resolve. Many couples of this second type are referred by couples therapists or pastoral counselors, who feel stuck or unsuccessful in their efforts to help the couples relate better. Other couples hear about our assessments from neighbors or friends who have undergone a couples assessment. Many, but not all of these distressed couples are seriously considering separation or divorce, and the assessment is a last-ditch effort to do all they can do before taking such a step. I will write much more about working with distressed couples in my case illustration. 1.2. Premarital assessments. About 20 years ago, several ministers in Austin who were impressed by our work with distressed couples approached me about helping to prepare couples for marriage by conducting premarital therapeutic assessments. At first, these ministers mainly referred couples they had concerns about, but after a while I developed a brief therapeutic assessment protocol that could be used with most couples, even those who seemed to be a good match. These prenuptial assessments typically involve an initial two-hour session, in which I gather assessment questions and collect background information about the couple. A typical question is, what potential problems might arise in our marriage, and how should we handle them if they do? Each partner then completes the MMPI-2, the Family Assessment Measure 3, and we do a consensus Rorschach together, followed by a summary stroke discussion session. In general, these assessments are rewarding to do, although a few couples decide to call off or delay their wedding plans as a result of the therapeutic assessment, and I typically agree with and support this decision, most move ahead with their marriages feeling they understand each other better and are closer. I have had feedback from many of these couples that the assessments were extremely helpful to them after they were married. 1.3. Couples who are separating. The least frequent type of couples seeking therapeutic assessment are long-term pairs who are in the process of separation and/or divorce, and who come for an assessment with the goal of better understanding what went wrong, typically in hopes of having a better separation. In these couples, the therapeutic assessment helps the partners construct a more accurate, coherent, and compassionate eulogy for the relationship, and the assessment helps the couple in their grieving process. In my experience, almost all of these couples ask themselves at some point during the TA, do we really want to go ahead with our separation? But I have never yet seen a couple change their minds. However, I have seen these post-separation TAs greatly assist couples in getting along together after they part. A final type of post-separation couples assessment is where TA is used as part of a child custody or parenting plan evaluation. I refer readers to the chapter by Evans, who developed and provides an excellent description of this adaptation. 2. Common patterns in long-term couples in distress. From years of working with long-term couples in distress, I have come to recognize frequent patterns that provide insights into how to use collaborative assessment to help such couples, typically, one or both partners have histories of trauma, insecure attachment, or mental illness that have led to imbalances in their personalities, for example the inability to express anger, an extreme sensitivity to rejection or criticism, or rigid counter-dependence. Often the partners are attracted to each other initially in part because the other person's personality complements their own. Early in the couple relationship, these differences are generally a source of satisfaction and appreciation. In some couples, both people become more balanced in their personalities as a result of learning from and internalizing the complementary strengths of the partner. In most distressed long-term couples, trauma and insecurity reduce relational flexibility and stressful events exacerbate differences until they become caricatured and entrenched. Most distressed long-term couples arrive for a therapeutic assessment convinced that their relationship problems are the other person's fault, largely unaware of their own part in the marital dance. If the therapeutic assessment can illuminate the systemic aspects of the couple problems and help each person see how they contribute to the vicious interactive cycle, the couple could begin to see each other more compassionately and learn what they can each do to improve the relationship. This kind of intervention requires a combination of both individual and couple sessions and involves both confrontation and emotional support by the assessor. 3. Case example, David and Anne. David, age 35, and Anne, age 31, had been married for 12 years and had 3 small children when they entered marital therapy. Anne was severely depressed at the time, and David felt perplexed and hopeless about how to support her. Initially, Anne had sought psychotherapy on her own, but after one session, the therapist, Dr. Erlman, had suggested that they include her husband. After several months of couples sessions, Dr. Erlman asked if I would see David and Anne for a couples therapeutic assessment, saying that he already felt perplexed about how to help them. Horizontal ellipsis. The remainder of the article continues with the full and altered case study, individual and couple assessment sessions, extended inquiries, consensus Rorschach, summary stroke discussion sessions, follow-up, and the complete feedback letter to the couple, maintaining all original details, pacing, and content.